Can you update us on where we are with dose stents, ACT, trastuzumab that you all have been working with?
Yeah, so Chow Dang presented what probably will be the final report, having presented this both here in San Antonio last year and also at ASCO, on our pilot study of dose stents, AC, paclitaxel, and Herceptin. Just to set some of the background, I think it's important to note that neither the NSABP B31 nor the NCCTG 9831 or intergroup Herceptin trials chose to employ the dose-dense AC paclitaxel as the mode of administration for those agents. So we did feel somewhat of an obligation to generate some cardiac safety data because certainly we have a bias to the sequential dose-dense administration of those agents. So in that spirit, we treated 70 patients with dose-dense sequential AC paclitaxel where Herceptin was initiated at the same time as paclitaxel and given weekly during paclitaxel, and then continued Q3 weeks at 6 milligrams per kilogram in the sort of HERA model so that patients would complete a full year. Cardiac function, left ventricular ejection fraction, was monitored at baseline after 4 cycles of AC, after paclitaxel, and then at a more remote time point at about 9 months. And what Chow basically is updating here in San Antonio is the fact that we have not crossed our threshold to call this a regimen that is unsafe for the myocardium. We decided that if at least 4 patients developed significant cardiac dysfunction, that we would call this not safe. In fact, only 1 patient had a significant decline in left ventricular function. There were some patients who had milder, reversible declines in left ventricular ejection fraction. So this is currently my standard of practice outside the context of a trial, is to give dose-dense AC paclitaxel with trastuzumab based on the cardiac safety data that we've generated.
In terms of what you have seen, does it look comparable to non-dose-dense AC paclitaxel in terms of the ejection fraction results?
Yeah.
Or better?
Probably not any different. The median left ventricular ejection fraction really drifted down very modestly, I think by a few percentage points from beginning to end. It will be important to follow these patients longer